today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As we're launching here into the second hour of the program, you can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free. Otherwise, we'll talk about stuff that's interesting to us. We go to a story about, actually kind of a follow-up story, about Irwin Schiff. Mark, do you remember who Irwin Schiff is?
Taxes?
Yes. He wrote a book, actually wrote several books, but his most recent and infamous book is The Federal Mafia, How the Government Illegally Imposes and Unlawfully Collects Income Taxes. As you might recall, the government people banned that book from circulation a few years back, as we talked about on this program. They said that it could no longer be circulated as it was fraudulent commercial speech. So this is going to be another story, another follow-up on what happened to Mr. Schiff, who is, I believe, currently in prison, if I'm not mistaken, sentenced to 12 years and 7 months by a district judge who branded Schiff and his Vegas company Freedom Books as a flim-flam operation that encouraged others to engage in a fraudulent tax evasion scheme. Dawson last month added another 11 months to Schiff's prison term for 15 contempt citations Schiff received while serving as his own lawyer during trial. Schiff has also been ordered to pay more than $4.2 million in restitution.
If a man thinks that he's running a flim-flam organization, is he going to serve as his own lawyer?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
Well, the question is that if a guy is knowingly defrauding people, right?
Okay.
So a flim-flam organization is something that defrauds people. And defrauding people is a crime of intent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if I take a dollar from you, if I take $10 from you and tell you that you're going to have good luck all day. If I believe that you're going to have good luck all day because I, in fact, can imbue luck into you, then it's not fraud. However, at least not from a legal definition currently.
I see.
If I don't believe it and I know that I'm just taking $10 from you, legally that's something entirely different.
Right, and I don't know Irwin Schiff, but from my understanding of what he's done, I believe that he absolutely believed where he was coming from. I mean, this man was willing to put his own butt on the line to prove his case. Unfortunately, he ended up in a prison cell as a result of it. That seems to be a man of some principle, a man who's willing to put his butt where his mouth is, essentially. And so he's now sitting in a prison cell as a result of it. But what is going on with Irwin Schiff? Well, we already knew that he was in jail, and we also know that Irwin is also another octogenarian. This man is 80 years old. Probably prison not the best place for somebody up in their years like that, but the government people don't care about that sort of thing. So here's the latest. According to the Associated Press, a federal judge has permanently barred convicted tax rebel and author Irwin Schiff and his co-defendant from preparing tax returns and marketing products advising people that no law requires Americans to pay federal income taxes. So essentially, Irwin Schiff has been banned from speaking in America.
Well, I guess he's been told not to commit a crime again, and obviously, when the laws are on the books, it's a crime in the in the first place. I mean, basically, they've already said you're not allowed to do this.
Federal officials said the permanent injunction by Senior District Court Judge Lloyd George in Vegas ensures that Schiff and his former business partner Cynthia Noon cannot promote tax fraud schemes from within prison or when they are released. The IRS and Justice Department have strong civil and criminal enforcement tools available to stop tax defiers who promote fraudulent schemes, said the Justice Department's lawyer in a statement following the order. The filing made permanent a restraining order and preliminary injunction first imposed back in 2003. A lawyer who represented Schiff at the sentencing said Schiff is no longer his client. Another lawyer who represented Noon said he was not involved in the government's move to seek a permanent injunction, couldn't comment. So Noon is set to be released in 2010 after a 5-year and 8-month-long sentence. And Schiff wrote several books, including The Federal Mafia, How the Government Illegally Imposes and Unlawfully Collects Income Taxes. So this man has been prevented from speaking. He has this court has told this man, you may not speak about this particular issue. You cannot talk about this to people. You cannot market your books that you've written. You cannot sell your book that you have written. This is an outrageous assault on free speech, and people should be very upset about this. But very few people are even going to notice this particular case. It's sad.
I don't know. I'm thinking, it seems like basically what the judge is saying is, look, you're wrong, Mr. Schiff. You do have to pay taxes. The law says so. I say so. And quit lying to people. That's what he's saying.
Well, Mr. Schiff is saying you're the one that's lying to people. You're the one that's covering up the truth.
He lost in court.
It's their court, Mark. Of course he's going to lose.
Look, it's their damn law that says that you've got to pay.
The law doesn't say I have to pay, and I don't care if it does say I have to pay,
right,
because it's not my law. It's their law.
I would concur with you that you have a strong moral standpoint from saying that, look, there's no way that you can compel me to pay your taxes.
Schiff may not be saying that. He may be taking a position.
He's saying that the 13th Amendment wasn't ratified and all that other stuff. But
what you're saying, Mark, is you sound like you're backing up the government in that they're essentially cracking down on this man for having a different belief system. He has read their laws, and he has interpreted it differently from how their judges would interpret those laws. You're saying it's okay for them to tell him, sorry, buddy, you can't go out and tell people these things. You can't go out and speak what you believe to be the truth. We've told you that we disagree with you, but that's not good enough. Now we're going to threaten you and possibly throw you in a jail cell for even longer if you go and you tell people about your ideas and your beliefs, as erroneous as they might possibly be. Shouldn't somebody who's crazy and nutty and wrong about something be able to go out and tell others how whatever it is that he believes?
I'm just saying that it's not that amazing of a thing. He's been found guilty by a court. I'm not saying it's right.
It's pretty amazing in a country that purports to be free, where you supposedly have the freedom of speech. I think it's pretty damned amazing, where you supposedly have the freedom of the press, the freedom to write down stuff, whether or not it's true.
Do you think that people that would be following Mr. Schiff's lead into jail are wise?
I think that you should be free to follow whomever it is you want to follow. If people want to go and listen to some church preacher tell them stories about some fantasy thing, they're welcome to do that. They're welcome to give over money to people that are just making crap up. You know, give 10% of your income to some guy who's telling you fantasy stories. That's not illegal. That's okay. That's not fraud, apparently. But when it comes to the government fantasy, one person, Irwin Schiff, has a different interpretation of what the government people believe. He believes differently, and now he's being prevented by the threat of violence from telling other people what he thinks. I think that's pretty damned outrageous.
I guess I'm not terribly outraged by it. I think it's wrong. I think that he should be able to say whatever he wants. You should be able to buy buy whatever somebody's selling, and if you're buying them from a madman, then you're a fool. As far as I'm concerned, if you're buying a book on how to evade, how the federal tax system is wrong and how to avoid having to pay taxes from a man who's in prison for tax evasion, you're a fool. You're a damn fool.
Right, but people should be free to make their free to make mistakes. Irwin Schiff's book is out there. They couldn't recall the book. It's all over the place. I had a copy of it. I gave it away, actually, because I've sort of moved beyond that particular viewpoint that the government is legitimate and we just need to figure out how to work their system. I don't agree with the system at all nowadays. But nonetheless, there are a whole bunch of his copies of his book out there, and somebody could pick that up, purchase it at a used bookstore, and Irwin Schiff would not be responsible for the decisions those people made. They may be foolish for following the advice, but it's not his responsibility that they chose to follow his advice. Each individual chooses for themselves what advice to take and how to act on it. And if they want to make those choices, then they will suffer whatever the consequences are. To threaten this man because he wants to go out and promote his ideas is absolutely anti-American, and it's pretty outrageous. We'd love your thoughts here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, we'll check in overseas with the UK. As you know, things over there, not so great. I mean, it's bad here in the U.S., but it's getting worse at a much faster clip in the U.K., and we'll share with you some of the latest news from there and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about. From serious issues to fun stuff, you will find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
A new online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and pulls is open for business. Funknobs.com is catered towards customers looking to give a playroom, the kids' room, the bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. Toll-free customer service is also available at 1-877-820-9224. It's funknobs.com. It's the creation of a parent company, internobs.com. And they've been online since 2004. I'll tell you, I've done business with internobs.com, and they are good folks.
All right, 800-259-9231. Coming up here, we've got some breaking news about the civil disobedience situation here in Keene. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Ryan is on the line in California. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So I just saw a new Barack Obama commercial on YouTube, a little short ad, and it's about the income tax. And
okay.
I just had to vent my anger at what I saw. I saw Barack Obama, you know, with his new, quote, tax cut plan.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying he's going to give you more of your money back left than McCain. And basically it's this guy, it's this guy going on the computer. And then Barack Obama has a tax cut calculator. So you enter in your income and they tell you how much money you get to keep, you know.
So, right. Now, that's his proposal that he's putting out there. It doesn't necessarily mean that's going to play out.
Exactly. So these criminals, first of all, they're probably lying about how much money they're going to give you back. And
mm-hmm.
It's the whole political thing is just frustrating. I mean, they're
it really is.
The gang of criminals is just saying, we'll give you this much money back if you vote for us.
Yep.
We're still going to steal your money.
That's pretty much how it works, right? You just promise the people a bunch of freebies, and you get them to support you, and then you go and you do whatever it is that you want when you get elected.
Yeah, so, I mean, the whole concept of democracy has basically failed. I mean, we try to prevent the voters from, the politicians from paying the voters, and now we have the politicians just bribing them with taxes. I mean,
well, democracy is always a failure for the minority.
Well, I think
everybody who's in the minority has failed.
I think you could see a superior form of democracy if you just didn't have this zero-sum voting system that we had. Now, look, I'm only talking about tweaking a bad system to make it better. But if you had, for instance, the instant runoff voting is what they call it, essentially, where you all the candidates, you rank them from one to, I don't know,
instead
10.
Of plurality voting or whatever it's called, the current where the person who gets the most votes wins, it would be more of like a proportional representation.
Called.
Is that what you're getting at?
I don't know what it's called. However, you would likely see the you know, somebody who's more indicative of what everybody wants.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean. Where you don't have to just pick one, where you can pick multiple candidates and rank them based on your preferences.
Sure,
gotcha.
Well,
yeah, that would be a slightly better change, but you know, again, we're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic here. Go ahead.
How do they go about? How does the government go about enforcing a ban on speech on Irwin Schiff? Do they just tape his mouth shut like a dog?
Well, presumably he cannot market. According to what I've read, he cannot market his materials. He can't, you know, have a website selling his book. He can't go out and give speeches about his ideas. And presumably, if somebody found out that Irwin Schiff was doing such things, right now he's in a prison cell, so they pretty much control everything he does. But once he gets out, if somebody found out that he was doing those things, they could snitch him out to the government people, presuming they weren't paying attention to him, and they could come probably arrest him again and throw him in a prison cell again.
Oh.
Pretty outrageous,
yeah,
huh?
Some, nice overlord.
Yeah, it's great to live in a free country, isn't it? Thanks, Ryan.
Call, guys.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We continue it with David in New York. David, you are on Free Talk Live.
Evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
To continue with the Irwin Schiff theme, in the movie America from Freedom to Fascism, the judge was quoted as saying, "I will not allow the law in my court," when, excuse me, Irwin Schiff was trying to defend himself.
No, so judges have said all kinds of, judges have said a number of outrageous things over the years, and sometimes you get to call them on it, but most of the time they just blow right by and nobody ever pays any attention. Poor old Irwin Schiff. How many people even know who he is and the things that he's gone through?
I think his information is really compelling, and he frames it from the very beginning as you will get hurt, potentially, if you follow this. I mean, he says it's the mob. They hurt people. That's what they do. So anybody who ignores that is making that willful choice because he explains it 100%.
That's good. I was not aware of that.
I wasn't aware of that either.
Yeah, I hadn't actually ever read the book. I bought it, but I never actually read it.
Well, I haven't read the book, but I watched his movie, and it says it right in the beginning in fine print, and he mentions it several times throughout the movie. It's like, excuse me, a couple hours of him going through a tabulated IRS code to show you how income tax is framed completely different than every other federal tax and how it is 100% voluntary. And if you watch Secrets to Living an Income Tax Free Life on Google Video, you'll see it plain as day.
Now, doesn't that seem like dichotomous or hypocritical in the sense that he says they'll put you in jail, but it's voluntary?
Well, I guess. I mean, it's a hard thing to explain, really. I mean, how they can get away with doing that sort of thing. But the way it's written, for whatever reason, in their legalese, the way it's framed in their document, it is completely voluntary and doesn't even have proper punishments. There's no prearranged punishment. And there's no exact way to measure it. They can just kind of do it at will and charge you whatever they want. I can't properly explain it.
No, yeah,
I'm not an economist or a lawyer.
It's so complicated. The government's tax code is incredibly complex.
Definitely.
It's so lengthy. And then, of course, if you were to want to go and look at it, you always have to remember that you're dealing in legalese, and so every word that you're reading actually could mean something different from its common English definition. And I'm sure that people like Irwin Schiff or some of the other tax freedom people that over the years have ended up spending time in jail have looked into this, and they've done their determination, and they've looked at the definitions, and they've done their best to break it down, and they may have indeed found out that if you dig into the code far enough and you get all the definitions correct, that it does turn out to be a voluntary
thing. It's not even that complicated. It's way more visible than that. I mean, if you have it tabulated the way he does, where he's already done the research to find all the proper articles, and then when he compares them, I mean, I can't personally articulate it to you because it takes like a good half hour of him showing it to you. But if you watch that video, it is so plain as day. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's just the fact that people are making too much money off of it as far as accountants and tax lawyers and IRS lawyers.
Sure. Well, and the dichotomy that Mark is pointing out goes back to what I was talking about earlier. Is this a government by the consent of the governed? Well, by their text, it is. By the text in the New Hampshire Constitution, it says it's by the consent of the governed. So by the text, it may be a voluntary tax, but in reality, by their actions, they'll throw people in cages over it.
Well,
so obviously,
I mean,
it's not
George
voluntary.
Washington marched into Pennsylvania for the liquor tax, right? I mean, right after we got our independence, it started right then.
Yeah, and it will never end.
It wasn't shortly after, the Whiskey Rebellion.
It will never let up as long as
people
keep obeying.
There was another one called Shays Rebellion in Connecticut in that same time frame.
Thanks, David, for the call. Good hearing from you. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. They're never going to stop until people stop obeying. They're just going to keep piling the regulations on. More on the way. You can take control. More regulations, more taxes, more obedience. Haven't you had enough yet? Where's your line in the sand? It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You can bring up whatever you want. If you dialed the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive, and you can edit virtually anything that you see there. That's W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. Also, join us for the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's coming up first weekend in March, and you're going to want to be there because there's going to be all kinds of great stuff going on. It's like a Liberty convention to the max. It's a lot of fun. There are hundreds of people that come in, that get together, network, socialize, have a good time with one another, and they also, of course, attend various different functions during the daytime, including things like the panel discussions, speeches. It's just a wonderful opportunity to meet some really great activists. I mean, these are the people, many of them have already moved into New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which, of course, we talk to you a lot about on this program. The idea is to move as many liberty-loving activists all together into the same place. And a lot of the people have already moved here. They're going to be at the Liberty Forum. A number of people are considering moving here. They're coming. And, of course, there are liberty-oriented luminaries that will be speaking. People like Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, Will Buchanan from The Walk for Liberty, John Taylor Gatto, David Berg, Matt Simon, and more. You can go and get signed up at freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live the entire weekend. So looking forward to meeting you if you're going to be there. And you should be there because you can get a 10% discount by using the discount code 2009 FTL. That's 2009FTL at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So we will see you there. As we continue with your phone calls here, we go to Andrew in New Hampshire. Andrew, you going to the Liberty Forum? Andrew, New Hampshire?
Hello?
Hey, are you going to the Liberty Forum this coming up in 2000?
I certainly plan on it, yeah.
Excellent. What's on your mind tonight, Andrew?
I wanted to call in regards to the Mr. Schiff thing that was going on.
Okay, sure. Erwin Schiff being threatened.
Was he arrested for exactly? What was the exact charge?
Oh, you know? I don't have
He's
that.
He's been in jail quite some time,
He's
I can tell
He's been in jail
you.
For a number of years. It was something about commercial speech, tax evasion. They were claiming that, you know, he was telling lies about taxes in his book. They don't like him very much at all. He's been writing he's been writing tax freedom books for years, and they've been after him for a long time.
Yeah, because when the judge said flimflam, you know, as part of his decision, apparently, or at least using his judicial authority, those are the words he used. I mean, as Mark was saying, that implies intent. You know, that implies that he's trying to commit fraud, that he's fraudulently throwing lies around to convince people of something that he knows isn't true. And that's obviously, I mean, it appears to me to be very fallacious because obviously Mr. Schiff does believe what he's saying.
I think he does. I mean, he was willing to go to jail over it. Any other thoughts, Andrew?
Well, yeah, exactly. So it didn't really make much sense to me that the judge would claim flimflam and then that they would arrest him and then censor his book, and the whole thing seems very...
Well, it makes sense to me.
The whole thing just seems very authoritarian.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And that's why it makes sense, because the state is threatened by men like Erwin Schiff, men who are going to go out there and talk about how the government is nothing more than a big gang and talk about... I mean, the title of the book is The Federal Mafia. The cover of the book is a man pointing a gun at you with the... I think it's the House of Representatives, the one of their little domes. They got lots of dome structures in D.C., but essentially the dome part of the House of Representatives is the head of the man pointing the gun at you. I mean, it's clearly a very anti-state kind of book, and they don't like that sort of thing. It's a threat to their legitimacy, and so they'll take whatever action they possibly can to suppress that information.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the whole thing's very ridiculous. And then also, someone suggested I call in and say this, but in regards to, I was listening to your show last night too, and someone mentioned how I think his girlfriend said, you know, the weather was too cold. I just don't want to move to New Hampshire. It's too freezing. Well,
yes, the most common objection,
California,
I think.
So it's summer year round all there. So, and I just moved here 2 months ago, and I came up with a little saying. Instead of live free or die, the saying or the quote, the motto for anyone who doesn't want to move here should just be live free or warm, basically.
There you go. Thanks, Andrew, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Good to hear from another person coming from a warm climate who's making it here in New Hampshire. It's possible, people. We have heat. We've got heated cars and heated homes and offices. It's great.
I suppose,
heat is great.
I suppose you have to, you know, you have to be concerned about liberty to some extent to be willing to put up with the cold. And because the way I see it is, I think every time I think about the cold issue, and believe me, I do, it's cold here. But, you know, I think about those guys at Valley Forge who were sitting out there with rags on their feet dying,
you know,
for our liberty.
Yeah.
And then the fact that I have to, you know, maybe I had to scrape some ice off the car.
Right, because I have to try to hold something with my down gloves means it's not worth living here. I mean, that's one of the, when it's cold out, that the only thing that's really bad about that is you have to spend a little bit of extra time getting ready to go outside, that you might be a little bit... less able, a little less dexterous, a little less able to hold on to things or manipulate things if you've got gloves on, for instance. I mean, these are the kind of inconveniences you're talking about dealing with.
It shows how fat and lazy America is.
Yeah, you know, it really does. And so, I mean, as far as keeping warm, that's not hard to do. Down is the secret. If you are somebody that gets cold easily, I paid $80 and got these Down mittens that... my hands get so hot, it's unbelievable in those things. And I get cold easily. So it's totally possible.
You don't have any body fat to keep you warm.
No, it's totally possible to stay warm up here. That is not it's not a valid objection. Staying somewhere for your family, for some sort of obligation that you have, those are valid objections. But because it's cold, well, unless you've got some sort of medical condition that prevents you from being in cold, just because you don't like the cold, I don't know.
Cry me a river.
Yeah.
I suppose that's, I do believe that some people are more cold sensitive than others, and there are people that are just going to be in misery constantly.
Yeah.
One of them might be my wife. You know, misery might be pushing it. She's, but you know, she complains about the cold. She doesn't like it. She moved down to Florida for a reason from Chicago, but you know, no colder than Chicago.
1-800-259-9231. Might even be a little warmer here than in Chicago. I'm not sure about that.
I've checked on it. It's pretty much the same.
Really? Okay. Anyway, you can bring up anything.
At least quoting Wikipedia.
We go to the AMP line, and I'm thinking it's Gene in Tennessee, but it might not be. Who's this?
It is the Christian Anarchist.
Okay, Gene, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I lived 4 years in Fairbanks, Alaska. It's one of the funnest places I ever lived. I could hop out my front door and hop on my snowmobile and just buzz on around. It was great.
Cool.
But and before I get to Irwin Schiff, I also was talking to a guy earlier today about this protect and serve idea of the police, how they definitely don't protect and serve. And we were trying to think up a better slogan for the side of their cars, and maybe your listeners can call in with their particular slogans. But if somebody was really a go-getter, they could have some stickers made up with the new slogan and paste them over the stickers on the police cars, you know, when they're not looking. But you got to be careful doing that. But slogan we came up with instead of protect and serve is to rape and pillage. That would be a good one.
But I don't know. That might be a little hyperbolic in that they're not actually out there raping very many people.
Well, I think
I don't know. Irwin Schiff was raped, so
was he raped?
You know, it's a figurative.
Right. Yeah, that's
the
problem. Is that term evokes such emotion that people are not going to really be able to understand it. Let me give you an example. I was actually at a protest at the college campus here recently, Keene State College, with some of the activists, and one of the activists had a really incendiary sign that said, "Voting is glorified gang rape," and you know. I see where he's coming from in the figurative form. You're hurting people. Your voting is enabling the system that hurts people. So I can understand where he was coming from with that. But when these three young ladies stopped to ask me, "Hey, what's his sign mean?" I had a really tough time explaining it to them. So I think if you go too far down, you know, into that realm of hyperbole, you can have a real tough time having people even comprehend what it is you're getting at.
Well, maybe your callers can call in with a better term or a better slogan.
I just adding the state to the end of it, to protect and serve the state.
I don't think people even understand that. What's that mean?
Hang on, Gene.
The state.
I'm going to bring you back. I know you were calling about Irwin Schiff. We'll get your comments on him here in moments. Also, an update. Breaking news here in Keene, New Hampshire, about what the one of the judges in the area has decided to do in regards to cameras in the courtroom. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board with the program for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the world or around the country, and bringing more internet listeners on board with the program. So it's a great way to get Free Talk Live into the ears of new listeners. And you get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. As we go back to the AMP call-in lines to talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you are back.
Yeah, I was calling about Irwin, my friend Irwin. I call him my friend, although I only met the guy about four or five times and talked to him on the phone several times.
But, Irwin Schiff, tax freedom advocate. He has been thrown in a jail cell, has been there for a few years now as a result of speaking out about his beliefs in regards to taxes, publishing a book about it. The federal government has banned his book from publication and distribution. They have also banned him now. This is the latest news. They've banned him from even speaking about his opinions in regards to the federal income tax. Your thoughts, Gene?
Well, anyway, it's part of the reason that I'm an anarchist is because of the tax freedom movement. You know, I stopped paying taxes for about 25 years, and I recently started paying again. And part of the reason that I started paying, I know that you recently joined the non-payers, and I joined the payers. And but the reason that I started paying was because I saw people like Irwin Schiff and other tax freedom advocates. There was Larkin Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept getting convicted, and I knew that their arguments were sound arguments that they were using, but the government was still, or the cult members were still locking these guys up in little cells. So it made it clear that we truly do live in anarchy now. We do not live in any kind of a republic. We don't live in a democracy. We live in anarchy. All we have are
gangs of men with guns going around doing whatever they want to do. They don't care about what the law says, the supposed law. And that's the reason that I started paying income tax, because I realized that these men with guns are going to come after me if I become too big of a target.
And there was nothing you could say in their courtroom that would help you out.
That's correct. And it doesn't matter what kind of an argument you raise. It don't matter how right you are. It don't matter if you're Sister Teresa. They're going to come after you and lock you up and throw away the key if you don't bow down and do what they want to do. So I figured the best way to solve the problem, at least until the revolution starts, is to just lay low and make yourself the smallest target you can.
Yeah, and, I generally agree with that tactic. If you are living anywhere else but New Hampshire, lay low until you can get up here and join the, I don't like the term revolution because it suggests starting around at the beginning again, but I like the idea of evolution evolving to the next step for mankind, the great next step into the truly voluntary society, the consensual society. And I think that if we have enough people up here that aren't paying together, we could actually see some changes.
And Irwin is just a gentle old man. He's a nice mm-hmm. guy. He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. And I told him before that him and Larkin should stop arguing about which way is correct and do a combined frontal attack against the IRS. But they were always arguing with each other, you know. Irwin was saying that Larkin Rose was wrong. Larkin Rose was saying that Irwin was wrong. And really, it didn't matter because they both wound up locked up.
Yep, they sure did. And I do know that Larkin Rose, I'm on his email list, great email list to be on. He has really taken the turn towards the voluntarist persuasion, or if you want to use the term.
He's definitely become an anarchist. So
yep,
that's what I like.
And he's a Free State Project member. I don't know if you knew that, Gene, but Larkin Rose, Free State Project member. So he should be up here in New Hampshire
at some point.
Well, when are you moving up here, Gene?
Well, I told you we have a 5-year commitment. When that's up, we're coming.
Excellent. We'll see you here, and I thank you for the call tonight. 1-800-259-9231. Since we're talking about courtrooms, let me give you this breaking news update from here in Keene, New Hampshire. You know, if you've been listening to the program over the past couple of months, we've been talking about some of the great success that we've seen because of some civil disobedience here in New Hampshire. One of the examples was where Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com actually sent a letter to Judge Burke, Edward Burke here in Keene, announcing that he was going to be coming to court in order to film the trial of one Nick Ryder, who is a listener to this program, also a local activist. He does the Ryder Report, kind of like similar to what Dave Ridley does, but kind of centered in the Keene region. And Nick was going to be on trial for a speeding ticket situation, and Dave wanted to come and videotape the trial, and he had made it clear that he was going to come into the courtroom and pan his camera, whether or not the judge decided to allow or not him panning the camera.
I guess the rule is you can't move the cameras during the court case or something like that.
Correct.
And the judge took that to mean that you can't pan the camera back and forth.
But he changed his interpretation because of what Dave did, because Dave was willing to be arrested. He was willing to put it on the line. The judge, right before the trial, said, oh, I've changed my mind on how I was interpreting this. I was interpreting it too strictly. You may have the camera. You may pan the camera. You just can't actually physically move the location of the camera in the courtroom during the trial.
Well, he didn't say that he's changed his mind. He said that he had made a mistake. And
he reviewed his interpretation or something.
Well,
like
you know, he looked at the law or the rules or whatever it was. Yeah. And you know.
He changed his mind. Whether he said he did or not, he changed his mind. And he made it quite clear. And there was also something he changed his mind about but never actually spoke of, and that was that he allowed more than one camera into the courtroom on that particular day and thereafter, because people went back later when I was there for the hearing where I had to go in and talk to these people, and they just railroaded me into a trial. But there were multiple cameras in court that day. So it wasn't just a one-time allowing multiple cameras into the court. Multiple cameras were allowed multiple times into the court. Well, now, all of a sudden, apparently things are changing and reverting back. And perhaps, Mark, this is the crackdown that you were predicting. This is maybe the beginning of it. Tom from A Candid World, candid-world.com, he's a filmmaker. He's been, he and his partner, Mark, have been working on a documentary about the Free State Project and some of the people that have moved here. And they've been doing a really great job with that. And I guess as a side project, he's taken on the couch issue. So as you also know from this program, I've gotten in. The city has decided to aggress against me because my tenants have a couch out in their yard. They've threatened me with violence, possibly throwing me into a cage, threatened me with stealing my home. And essentially, I'm going to be visiting their court next week, provided they don't call the trial off. And this is a trial they're forcing me into. I am not calling for this trial. They're the ones that want this trial. So I was going to go and visit the court, and of course, our friends here, Free Staters, liberty activists in the area, were going to come and show up and
visit with you
and support me and bring cameras into the court and record this thing. And Tom from A Candid World is coming to do sort of a documentary on the entire couch situation. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that he did was he contacted the court, the district court here in Keene, about, you know, being a member of the media and coming and being able to film this trial. Well, he emails me saying that the only snag he tracked is that he tracked down the court clerk, and he says the judge is not allowing cameras in the courtroom, apparently because of previous events. He says, I'm trying to get an exception as a member of the press, but I'm not sure how far it will get me. And I wrote him back, and I said, oh, that guy's BSing you because you're from out of town, because Tom is from New York. And so I figured, well, he called saying he was a member of the media. They figured he didn't know any better, and so they figured they'd try to tell him, no, you can't bring your camera. That was sort of what I was thinking was going on. And so I said, well, he's just BSing you. We've been able to bring multiple recording devices in there. And he wrote back, and he says, he's not BSing. I'm very aware that cameras were allowed, and I told the clerk as much. I tried to sound aware but objective. He basically told me that the no-camera rule is because, and this is a quote, he puts this in quotes, there's a group of people trying to make an issue out of having a right to film in the court. And that they're revoking it because another
how awful. Yeah. I mean, imagine, in America, people want to be able to, you know, videotape what goes on in a courtroom. They yeah. want a transparent judicial system. My God, these people and their hubris.
This is another quote from the clerk. The judge has been very lenient up until now, and it's been abused. Abuse? People bringing cameras and recording devices into the court is abusing the court? So apparently now, 1 week before the trial they've scheduled for me, they've decided to ban all recording devices from the courtroom. Now, Nick Ryder is saying he's getting sick of these rules being different every time he goes. He says he's about ready to walk up to their security, get wanded, and tell them he's going to set up in the usual place despite what they say. There's no reason that things have to be checked on every time I get there. And I have since forwarded this news to Dave Ridley, who was the original man that got all this changed for us by willing to be arrested for panning his camera in the court. I figured Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com is going to want to know about this judge going ahead and just changing the rules back to being more oppressive than they ever were in the past.
I suspect he is.
So we will see what develops out of this. We've got less than a week, actually. The 29th is when they want me there for their trial. If I show up and they aren't allowing cameras into that court, I'm walking out. I'm not going in without cameras in that court. At least one camera. Preferably multiple, because he was allowing multiple cameras, and multiple should be allowed.
You should have a trial view by the public. Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapterOne.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, ChapterOne.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Drinking.